Let me take this opportunity and welcome all of you to this meeting, honorable members and the staff, and also our guests from KPMG.
PMG. CMG.
What did I say? My apologies. PMG. A special word of welcome is extended to Mr. Shettleton. We promise you the way Mr. McLaughlin put it, you could see that he was very happy that somebody was going to join him today, and he made us look forward. So you are welcome, and indeed this is the Standing Committee on Appropriations. I must say that it has got a lot of work, but with an iron willpower, we have been able to do this work without complaining. So join the team. Welcome to the Standing Committee on Appropriations, and we're looking forward to your quality input. So the rules that apply to Parliament also apply here. We are a mini Parliament doing this particular work that was allocated to us, which is your Standing Committee on Appropriations. So thank you so much. So we're looking forward to good and quality input from your good self. Of course, that's how we've worked with Mr. McLaughlin. And of late, he's taking it to another level. I keep saying, don't go higher and higher now. Okay, thank you very much. So you're all welcome. Indeed, welcome to the hardworking staff. Please continue doing what you're doing, because indeed it helps us, makes our work easy, and it helps us to do our work with excellence. It comes from your quality support. So don't get tired of giving us this quality support. All right, otherwise today we had to converge here this morning to consider and adopt a report on of the oversight visit to Free State, which was held during the period 12th to the 14th of August, but also to consider and adopt a report of the 12th Annual Smart Procurement World Indaba, which we attended as a committee, and indeed, in terms of the rules, we have to now submit a report, which is a way of accounting for the time and the money spent by the honorable members in these two, attendance, the site visit and also conference attendance. So, honorable members, as usual, I'm looking forward to a meaningful and a constructive engagement on these reports. We will look at the reports. I'm aware that the reports were circulated, and the assumption is that members have read the reports, and then they have also submitted their inputs. But if there are further inputs that they would like to make before we adopt, I think this is our time. This is the moment. So we'll start with the... Okay. Thank you very much. I then ask the Secretariat to give us apologies.
Good morning, Chairperson, honorable members and guests. We received four apologies for today's meeting. The first one is from Mr. Sheikh Imam. He's attending another portfolio committee. They are dealing with BRRRs. And then Mr. Tuabaza is writing examinations today. Ms. Sopesitole and Ms. Manana are both off sick. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable members, these are the apologies. Do you accept the apologies?
Agreed.
Apologies accepted. Thank you very much. And we will then move on to item number 3. Which is consideration and adoption of the committee report on its oversight visit to the Free State. The report is circulated. I would like us to go through the report and the method of consideration of this report would be look at the report page by page, starting from page 1. we also look at corrections. Please, everything, corrections, typographical corrections, and maybe if you feel a certain sentence, because you must remember, some of us, this is not our mother tongue, but we'd like to send the best report to Hansard. So if you feel free, this is your meeting. You think you must recraft maybe a certain sentence in a particular way, you are allowed. And then we adopt the report. Page 1. Are there any issues on page 1? Typographical one? Oh, yes, Honourable Member Snukwanyane.
Thank you very much, Chair. Not really a correction, but I thought on that paragraph at the bottom there, if we could just end with it. This means that all state agencies must take active steps, blah, blah, up to value for money, and then that content that follows, maybe we can start a new sentence and not write the witness as a basis.
Are we on page
just
1? Ne?
Page 1.
The last paragraph.
Yes.
Line number?
Let's say from the bottom, it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, 4. The fourth line from the bottom.
Up to line 4. So if we can add with that money, post stop. And then instead of saying witness as a basis, maybe we must remove that and then start a new paragraph because it links with what comes up. Just start with a paragraph that says the committee undertook. It's my proposal.
Okay.
Honourable members, there's a proposal. Are we in agreement? Agreed. Thank you very much. Shall we effect that change? We then move to page number 2 of the report. Any correction, omission, or recrafting? None, eh? You happy? We then move to page 3. Any correction? None. Welcome, Mr. Paulson, on your seat. We are on page 4 now of the report. It is the Bloemfontein and the Free State site visit report. Page 4. We now move to page 5. Page 6. Page 7. On page 6.
Page 7.
Okay, page 7, yes.
It's very pedantic of me. It's very, very small. But I just thought with the first bullet, where it mentions in brackets narrow corridors and then inadequate size lists, I thought we could just change that to inadequate size of lists.
Inadequate?
Size of lists. Just
of list.
Insert the word of.
Yeah.
Of
okay. Are we in agreement, Honourable Members?
Yes.
Agreed. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your input. Any other correction? Okay. Honourable Member Snukwanyane?
No, thank you very much, Chair. The bullets below there, I thought, you know, the word immediate.
Is it third bullet?
Third and fourth.
Okay.
Then maybe we can change to agent, because if you say immediate, you know, you could say agent or just not put anything. I just want to propose that we change the word immediate.
Yeah.
agent replacement, okay? Yeah, yes. Sounds more correct. Mm. What about the next bullet? Even that one, eh?
Yeah.
Even the fourth bullet. Are you happy, honorable members, with these changes? Thank you. We move to page 8. Any correction or reformulation? Members look happy, and we move to page 9. How do you feel about these abbreviations? Because you see, there's so many abbreviations. So you want anyone who picks up our report to read, because after this it will be available for public consumption, must be able what we talk about when we mention ASB. Come again?
So the first time it's mentioned, it is our support, Army support base.
Oh, so you think after that, then, okay.
No.
Okay, so it's all right. No, that's okay. Thank you. Any honorable members, Nukwanyane?
I think on the same page, that that first bullet there, just that sentence which says, lack of a boundary wall together with a mesh fence in which holds the vehicle. Maybe we can remove the
whole,
I don't know.
Which page is that?
Now, bullet number one, the first line, and which ends with whole vehicles.
No.
Doesn't sound correct.
Yeah, I thought maybe we remove
the whole. Yeah, that's why I said doesn't sound correct. Let's leave the whole and then in which vehicle we can. Okay, so we are in agreement with that correction. Thank you very much for the correction. Then, yes. Oh, on page 9.
May I just suggest we change it to through which vehicles can enter?
Okay, fence. Through which vehicles can enter? Make securing AFP agreed. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for that. In line with what you want to see. You use the best words, the best sentences, and being factual. Thank you very much. Let's move on to page 10.
Page 9.
Page 9, okay, Mr. Paulson, honorable member.
Safeguarding of AFB.
Where is that?
AFB bloom spray.
Yeah.
At the third or second highlighted heading there, and then that first bullet point, the second sentence, 5 or 6 security squadron is doing their utmost best.
Utmost
is sufficient to do their best to provide some security.
Okay, 5 0 6. You see the first bullet under safeguarding. And then the third line, third sentence, yes. So, what are you saying about it? Virtually impossible. 5-0 security squadron is doing their utmost best.
It's either utmost or best.
Or best, yeah. Okay. So, are we in agreement, honorable members? We remove utmost or we remove best? Which one?
Best.
Utmost. We leave out
utmost,
okay. So let's leave utmost, let's remove best. Because it does go some tautology. Okay, that's fine. Let's then move on to 10.
Question. Before you carry on.
Honorable member McLaughlin.
That same bullet point, ma'am.
Oh, same bullet point.
Just a question I have.
All right.
Because we're saying in the first sentence, there's making the security of assets virtually impossible. And the last sentence was saying a wall should be built around both the married and single quarters, as well as the security area. It sounds like the married and single quarters, there's something, there's assets there. It just raises a question in my mind. We're dealing with people as if they're assets, is the sense I'm getting. Although it's the quarters themselves we're trying to protect, but it just...
Okay.
The sense that I get is just a little bit... I just raised my eyebrows.
Yeah, okay.
Why is it now that we're leaving?
Mm.
What's the take?
I'm not sure how we can just emphasize it. We're worried about security. Maybe we should just say that for the security of the quarters or something along those lines.
Okay. The drafter?
Chair, the issue was the security of the whole entire facility. This came from, this is how they gave it to us, because remember we asked them to give their priority areas that need urgent attention.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess because we had a look at the merit in single quarters as well as the officers' mess, and we saw how it looked, I guess that's the reason why they mentioned it. But I don't know, members can decide whether we should leave the merit in single court. We just emphasize the whole facility, because that's what was actually emphasized. People can come and go, and the security squadron is not sufficient to protect the whole facility.
What's your take?
Yeah.
All right. So, are we going to correct?
Yes. Or what should I do? Should I?
The overall facility, am I right?
Yes.
But the emphasis should be on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any other one? Remember we're on 9, now 10. Nothing, none. Honourable Member Snukwanyane?
Thank you. On that part about accommodation, perhaps I think we need to put something here on the first bullet, for instance, what the actual emphasis was, that ideally the seniors shouldn't be living with the juniors, so maybe they should come up with that they are forced to live with the junior members because of the condition of the facility somehow, if we can put that. And then in the next one, we may just need to rephrase this thing, like it says golden trenches. Maybe we can say that, maybe we can start by saying due to the numerous you see at the bottom that it says due to the numerous excavations that occurred during the replacement of sewage systems and were never repaired. Holes and trenches, there are holes and trenches there which maybe it would need to be crafted properly, but if we say because of the excavations there are now those holes and trenches which make it very difficult for people to go through.
Yeah.
It's there, but the manner in which
it's crafted,
wrong,
So are you able to recraft? You must read it out so that you can hear what you.
Due to numerous excavations that occurred during the replacement of the sewerage system, but was never returned to the original condition, comma, holes and trenches on various roads leading to the different areas within the base and living areas is not in suitable condition to travel on.
Because you said roads, shouldn't we then base and living areas are not in a suitable condition? Yes,
but
roads.
The roads.
Yeah.
To access.
Yes, the roads are not. Ne?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right. So are we happy with that reformulation? Thank you. Then we move to, okay, can we move to page 11? Page 11. Any correction, any omission, any addition? Honourable Member McLaughlin?
Sorry, ma'am, I was on page 10. And under the heading hangar aircraft facilities, bullet one, it should read the hangar facilities which were fully constructed, not which was.
Yeah. There are 10 steps. Which were. Okay. Okay, so we were happy. Yes. Shall we move on to
Maybe before we move, Senokonyori advised about what we needed to put, I just wanted to read it out, in terms of the senior military staff having being forced to share accommodation with junior staff. So the bullet reads as follows. Senior military staff is forced to share accommodation with junior military staff due to limited accommodation, and that this needed to be changed.
It does make sense, and one member, we have to step up. Okay, so we then proceed to 11. First paragraph, nothing. Second paragraph, third paragraph. One member, Mukwanyane.
Nothing to add, but I think that last sentence which just says the committee further expressed concern at the reported staff shortage and leaking groups within the buses. Maybe we can do without it because we did raise concerns about many other things. So the very last sentence of that.
Okay. Honourable members, how do you feel about us discarding that?
Because it wasn't the only thing that we raised.
Mm.
Unless we put something
substance. Okay, I don't remember. Yes.
But your sentence, you made mention that other concerns were raised. Your last sentence does say
fair.
The committee further expressed concerns. So it's in addition to your other concerns that you raised.
Okay. We must then have a consensus. So what's our final consideration on this last sentence? Do we leave it? Do we discard it?
I think it's okay as it is.
Come again?
I think it's okay as it is.
It's okay as it is. Okay, let's leave it. It's okay, there's consensus. All right. And then 12. First paragraph, second paragraph, the third paragraph, fourth paragraph, none. Shall we then move to page 13? Are you on 13 or 12?
I'm referring to the page 12.
Okay.
The whole idea of the basic education program. I'm sorry I didn't raise this before now, but it only came to my attention this morning. I wasn't on this particular oversight trip, but I believe there was a discussion that took place and has been followed up on since with basic water, with the water and sanitation, to the effect that the bucket eradication program should be in the hands of the municipality and not in the hands of the department. The department is clearly not doing it. The municipality is there on the ground. I don't know whether we should cover that in our report as well. I know it's not really a financial issue as such for us, but it can be an issue because the money is sitting with the department. 82 million rand is sitting with the department that's not being paid over to the municipality for this purpose. And I wondered whether we shouldn't just emphasize, even if it's just in our recommendations and findings, that this needs to be attended to, because apparently it's been raised this week already in the department of water and sanitation Australia committee. That's
the move
they're now going on, because you had that meeting with them here.
Okay,
that's
so
my understanding, but I wasn't there, so I'm speaking from what I've heard since.
So you say there is a recommendation by the portfolio committee that is directly responsible, because we had a joint, so they have made a recommendation in this regard. There will be no harm in us also emphasizing it in our report, so that we are seen to be speaking one and the same language. Yeah, and not speaking, having too many voices on one, one voice on one, all right. Shall we consider this in our recommendation?
Okay.
But also what will assist us, after this, Arelu would like you to check on their report, and we look at their recommendations, particularly on this matter, so that we strengthen their recommendations by also mentioning it in our recommendation.
Yes.
There's wisdom in this. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, so we move to 13. Any correction? Any reformulation? I can see you thinking too hard.
I'm sorry for doing this. I'm just thinking. So the issue that Honorable McLachlan is raising is important. Now, it means that we must have it, because we can't have it as a recommendation if it is not a binding. So now, I don't know if it was raised during the oversight trip, the oversight visit, because when we say it is a finding here, we say it was raised
during
the oversight. Then it becomes a finding, and then we can develop a recommendation. So I was just thinking along those lines, how do we, without...
Zandi, I'm sure you're also listening.
It's a very important issue.
Listening to this,
Can I propose that we wait for? I've just sent an email to my colleagues that they must send the report so that we can see for ourselves, because it could be that they looked at the annual report, and then based on the annual report they made the recommendation. So we just need to check which report this recommendation was made in.
But okay, Honourable Martin.
Chair, I was going to say that on page 13, the third paragraph from the top should be your point of departure.
Oh yeah.
As to how you link up to this issue.
Mm. So this is our launching pad, this one.
Yes.
Okay. So it is included here, ne? Yeah, so there is a launching pad. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. So I take it we're done with page 13. We now move to page 14. Page 14. Silence means contempt. Am I right?
Consent.
Consent. Consent. Yeah. Okay. Right. Fine. Thank you for correcting me there. Consent. And then let's go to page 50. Are we not able to, because this one is a bit evasive, the said issue, what is this issue? Shouldn't we?
Uh,
it could be easy if we just link the last sentence with the previous one.
Yeah,
yeah, using a colon. Is it a semicolon? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we say.
Or a comma.
A comma, yeah.
It was found that there was a lack of adequate education and public engagement with residents in the community. The committee was of the view, or the committee felt that a significant improvement is required in this area.
I just wanted to pick on what Moshe is saying. We can actually not even say the committee, because the committee is
yes.
We can say an
improvement.
A significant improvement.
Significant improvement.
From the local.
Okay. The correction there is comma, after in the community comma, and there is a need for significant improvement from the local municipality. Does it make sense? Are you all happy? Okay, it's fine. Shall we then move to page 16? Shall we then move to page 17? Yes, member Martin.
It's still on page 16.
16?
The second bullet point.
Okay.
I'm sure there could be improvement there. I'm not sure about the thought process behind it. Even in developed countries, some are directly cross-subsidized to enable them being financially sustainable. Mm-hmm. So that phrase there, being financially sustainable, something is
missing there.
Missing, or could be improved somehow.
Yeah, how do you feel with this improvement? We replace the being with subsidized to enable them to be financially sustainable. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or
to
just
be
say to enable financial stability, sustainability.
To okay. So which one? We must agree on one. Financially sustainable or financial.
To enable financial stability, sustainability.
Okay. Good. Thank you very much. Let's move on to, okay, the next page. Are we on 17?
No, still at 16.
Still at 16. Honourable Member McLaughlin and Honourable Member Martins.
Thank you, Madam. Just a question. Again, I wasn't present at the time, so you know, I might be asking silly questions in a sense. The next bullet point is the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund reported that the cost per person for connecting to sewer networks was 5 to 50% higher than on-site alternatives. That's a huge range. And is that really what they're saying? It's between 5% and 50%. There was a range of 45%. I mean, surely it's a bit narrower than that.
Can you be assisted by the drafter?
We should say one or the other.
This is how the Water Research Commission put it in their presentation. I took it as is. But we can change the 5 to 50. We can say was up to 50% higher.
read better.
Sounds much better, huh? Makes sense. Okay, shall we change it that way? Okay. All right. Honourable Member Martins?
Chair, on page 16, the first bullet point from the top. In South Africa, there was small percentage, perhaps. There was a small percentage.
Well, and there was a critical shortage of skilled school operators. Yes, thank you very much. Let's move to 17. Anything on 17? We move to 18. Right, we have to. Yeah, you're so right. Let's remove the.
Yeah.
I also haven't heard of. Yeah, let's remove the F. There are no consequences. No? It's either saying consequences and then ends up there, but consequences management. Okay, all right, consequence management. Yes, thank you very much. Then we move to 18. There are serious concerns in respect.
Just to make in the final sentence,
okay.
To make the word litigation rather litigation.
Okay. Okay. So we remove the F.
Yes.
Thanks. Are we in agreement?
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay. May I remember Snukwanyane? Okay, I'm sure we're all listening. 6.1.4. Honourable Member McLaughlin, your attention. 6.1.4. There's a proposal for correction of where to was. There were slow responses. Now the proposal is that we replace where with was.
Mm-hmm.
There were slow responses.
That's correct.
No, it's correct. Mm-hmm.
It's correct. So there were slow responses. Yeah.
It was a slow response, or there were slow responses. Slow responses.
Okay.
It was correct.
Okay. Are we all in agreement? There were slow responses, okay. Alright, so we leave it as is. Any corrections under 6.2? Yes,
sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to take you to 6.2.2 versus 6.1.4. Can we say something about the difference? I'm saying, can you look at 6.2.2 and look at 6.1.4?
So which part in particular?
The first part, the slow response.
The first line. The slow response, ne? Remember this
coming to request.
Honourable Member Martin.
Chair, my reading of 6.1
point would
be 6.1.4 at the top. My understanding would be that there were slow responses by the department, a slow response on more than one occasion. So that refers to the plural, that on various different occasions there were slow responses by the department. So I'd understand it in that sense.
Okay, come back to
6.2.2, it says the slow response by the department. So after people have engaged the department, they responded slowly.
Or if
it does say it requests also, the same as that one. So which one is right?
No, I would say that both paragraphs to me would read correct. Because the context and the sentence construction is different.
Yeah.
But also, madam, you see here it's response. Unless if we change it to responses. Here is response. 6.1.4 is responses.
And 6.2.2 you have either. It would be singular or plural, it doesn't matter. Because they're both true.
Any chair, I'm not very clear. I just need a clarity because when I said slow response, the majority says wait, slow responses. And they were saying the request again, yes. It's exactly the same thing, but here we are accepting slow response. Many requests.
You must remember the request has nothing to do with the response. Response is a standalone, and then the request is also a standalone. The response was to the requests. So it's one response to the requests. Yeah, okay. Honourable Member, do you want to help us to close this?
Yes. I just wanted to say, ma'am, 6.2.2, the implication is that every request meets with a slow response. That's why I would say the slow response to requests means that every request gets a slow response. So there's no occasion where it's not the case.
Okay.
That's the implication. 6.1.4, there were slow responses to requests by the hospital, requests for maintenance requests, indicates that there might be some that aren't, but there were slow responses.
Okay. All right. I'm sure Honourable Member Snopanyane now accepts the explanation. Okay. Let me do it this way. My ruling will be, let's take the majority view on the matter and then move on. Shall we then move to page 19?
So then, we get to 19. Can we just go to the next point on page 18? Air Force Base Bloomsbury. We say the AFB Bloomsbury have very expensive equipment. It's not correct. We should say has, but we also shouldn't say the AFB, the Air Force Base Bloomsbury. We should say Bloomsbury AFB has very expensive equipment. In my opinion.
So, which one are you proposing now? Can you repeat your proposal?
My proposal is it should read AFB Bloomsbury has very expensive equipment.
Delete the.
So we delete the D, ne? Okay. AFB Bloomsbury has, yeah, okay. Okay. Agreed? Agreed. 19. Correction? None. We move to 20.
Chairperson.
Mr. Paulson.
6.4.4.
So it means we're going back 19, yeah?
Yes,
okay.
19. The second sentence, this bill does not permeate the commitment and voluntary goals for water and sanitation before planning is led to stop that to be elected before. What does it mean this bill doesn't permeate? Proper sanitation means dignity for the citizens in the first sentence. And the second one says, the soul does not permeate the commitment.
Yeah, can we get explanation from the drafters? What do you want to say here?
The view from the committees regarding the bucket eradication, members felt strongly that the commitment and the work ethic of the departmental staff that are working in Free State was questionable, because they allowed for top structures to be erected, knowing very well that bulk infrastructure hasn't been installed, meaning that, yes, we can say that the top structure is there, but they know that the people will not be able to use the top structure. They will still be using buckets even though the structure is there. So I don't know, we can change it so that it can make better sense for the people who weren't on the oversight visit. Thanks.
Yeah, we need to understand this jargon, the water and sanitation language.
Yeah.
Mm. Because somewhere you'll hear them talking about water reticulation, and then now it's bulk. It's supposed to be bulk water infrastructure,
yeah.
Not just bulk infrastructure. So the reticulation does not fit in well here, ne?
No, I'm saying that
the word is permeate. It doesn't sound proper.
Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like we've used a proper word here. So
yeah,
can we be assisted?
What he's trying to say is proper sanitation and dignity. That sort of thinking has not permeated. Or maybe you could say this thinking.
The word permeate is too much.
Yeah,
come again. Honorable. Reflect.
Not reflected in the work, in the commitment and work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Shackleton?
Thank you, Chair. I support my honorable colleague's proposal. Permeate means to extend
through. Something that permeates through. It will be followed by the word through. You know, yeah, okay. Also, honourable member McLaughlin, your hand was up. You also wanted to support.
Similar, but I'm happy with it.
Reflect, yeah. Okay, let's replace the word permeate with reflect. The commitment, yeah, sounds better.
Okay.
And then on the bulk, let's qualify which bulk, bulk water infrastructure. Okay. Thank you very much. Shall we move to page 20? Earlier on, I heard somebody saying, I'm raising an issue which I think it's a silly issue. Let me reassure the committee. Any matter that you raise, any question that you raise, help engage us and help us to think deep and be able to think, and it sharpens our thinking on the matter, and it also encourages a debate. Remember, we are also about a debate until we reach a consensus. So there's no silly input. We welcome all the inputs. The input will be sorted by the debate when it arrives at a consensus. You know? So that's it. So feel free. All right. So 20, none. 21. 21, Honourable Member McLaughlin?
I was
when we were there, to put pressure on those people because of what we saw. I mean, this the spillage, you know, flowing down the road like that. We put pressure on them. We said we're coming back soon. We gave them 3 months to say. Then they committed. They made a commitment to say they're going to prioritize this, they're going to work on it. And they said, in 3 months' time, we're back. Can we find this situation better? And we were just putting pressure. So which means there will be a need for us to just go back because, you know, we must be trusted on our word. You must come this time.
I think we're the only country that there's a problem with dealing with sewage. I mean,
with what?
A simple thing.
With what?
With sewage.
No, we're not the ugly country, I'm telling you. I'm well traveled.
You can go to
I've come across this in other countries as well, and I said to myself, oh, so we're not the only one. But what's important is that we find a solution.
There's innovative ways of dealing with it. In Spain, there's a town where the sewage is processed in this village and converted into a biomass generator converts it into electricity.
Yeah.
And then you have not got water. No, seriously. I can't understand why sewage is a problem.
That's why
you should get rid of shit.
I know, you just wanted a space where you can say this way. You know?
I've seen what's the scene or something in Spain where there's a town where village and then they've got a biomass generator in this village. All the sewage goes in there, the household sewage.
Yeah.
And the biomass generator converts the sewage into meter.
Electricity, yeah.
Produces electricity. The non-potable water is used for watering the farms in the surrounding areas and produces fertilizer.
But
beautiful town.
But in the farms, doesn't it leave a bad smell there? No. Still well processed to an extent that you wouldn't even pick up the smell.
No.
Okay.
No,
that's
not. If you go into the rural areas, you get that smell all the time. You know, we find that, you know, we rural areas get this all the time because obviously there's also no sewage there and stuff like that, and also the farms and use the...
Yeah, okay.
But
it's good to hear about such innovations. Now I understand...
But it was 25 years ago that the town started in Senya.
I know where you're getting to, but it's fine. It is never too late. You know, as you bring this new information, you must just get to the right people. Decision makers who can take decisions on these matters, and they don't just take it, they do a feasibility study and then come and look at and domesticate whatever that maybe they would have found in their study, fact finding study, and then implement. Why don't you, can we request you to get us this document? It's almost like a document, and share it with us.
When I did my master's, I made a proposal to city of Cape Town to convert the estuarine sewage work into a biomass.
Okay, so you have this document. Share with us in the next meeting. We'll appreciate to look at it. Because the advantage we have is that we can make recommendations. We have an influence.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But we then need to be schooled on this concept so that when you make a recommendation or want to put to exert your influence, it must be so correct.
Okay.
Informed.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right, we're now on page 21.
Chair.
Yes. Yes, Honourable Member. Are we
chair.
In 20?
Yes, I'm still on the chair,
okay.
On page 20.
Okay.
if I may continue on this same note.
Where is that?
6.4.7.
Okay, or 6.4.7?
The second sentence could be improved. It presently reads as, the municipality found it difficult to promote buckets to the community. What about buckets? Bucket eradication or something?
Okay, yes, you're right. Was there empty toilets?
All it does.
Okay, where is it? Can you read it out for us, the corrected version?
Bucket eradication.
Read it out so to hear.
The municipality has found it difficult to prioritize bucket eradication due to community unrest. Full stop.
Due to community unrest. Hi, doesn't make sense.
Chair, if I may.
These people, we even thought they have, they lack capacity. You remember we said, do you have the capacity? And there's a company that was there, and the people, the representatives of that company, they were also not articulate on these matters. You remember? And then we said, but do they know what they're supposed to do? Because how do you come and put a... I'm sure you're listening over there, Mr. Paulson. Mr. Paulson and Mr. McLaughlin. Your attention, please. All right. So I was saying there, when we were engaging them on this, we asked them if they have the capacity. And I said there was a company that was contracted to do the work. And then we also questioned their capacity, because we then said, what informed the decision to put a top structure? They even talked, for the first time I heard about the toilet furniture. Without the, you know, the water infrastructure, bucket. It's bulk water infrastructure without. Because now you find, you know what you find? You find this toilet, which is aimed to, you know, to have, is it water reticulation? Eh?
Yeah.
And then you find next to it, there's a bucket toilet. I mean, it has made that place even worse. I mean, you have two toilets. The other one is working, the other one is not working. And then the other one, people have decided to use the one that does not have water.
Mm.
Also, can you imagine the mess and the complication? I suspect that's why you ran away, Mr. McLaughlin. You didn't want to see this. You must come and see these things. When we speak and we make recommendations, you know, you should be driven by what you saw. This thing must, you know, must be corrected. Okay. No, that's fine. But then also on the same sentence, we've agreed to correct it. We say, found it difficult to prioritize bucket eradication. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much. Mas Lukwanyane, any addition?
No. Not really. I actually wanted to endorse what is written here. That they did say that because of the unrest, they are not able to go on site, and then they are delayed. And in addition, I mean, after they told us about the fact that also the budget is affected by the fact that they formalized a lot of the informal settlements, so the percentage of the beneficiaries has gone up. This is one of the things they said.
Okay. No, it's fine. Then let's leave it as it is.
Sorry, Chair, to be overly critical again, on paragraph 6.4.6, we can just change after the word sites, we can change is to are. Otherwise, there's only one site.
Good.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Are we in agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Agreed.
Yes.
21?
647. Yes, please. In the second line, we've said which was totaled. Now, the was doesn't have any place there. Just should
which
it be totaled 97.6%.
Okay. Thank you. Sure, we all agree with that? Correction?
Yes.
Agreed. 21. Now we're on recommendations. I really want us to focus on recommendations so that we know that, well, this is the gist of our work. The other one is a narrative. This one is what we say people must do to correct, okay, or to improve. The committee, having engaged with the above mentioned stakeholders and undertaken site visits to various identified projects in, is it in Free State or in the Free State?
In the Free State province.
Recommends as follows: that the Minister of Defence and Minister of Defence should ensure the following: procurement processes, or the procurement process as well as the short and long term planning within South African National Defence be strengthened. Are we happy with that? And also the procurement process, because in our engagement it became clear that they didn't have the powers, ne? Because their work was planned by Public Works, Department of Public Works. That's where then the idea of requesting that part be redirected to them so that they can do their own refurbishment of their facilities.
I think
the
whole supply chain
issue or their own. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Must be strengthened. The procurement processes. Yeah, are we in agreement? Because you say procurement, it's only that part that talks to the committees, the actual procurement, not including those committees of specifications, evaluation, and then.
But it goes. I think our problem is the whole supply chain management.
Yeah. Okay. We agree with you that we replace this with the supply chain management process, as well as short and long-term planning. I think that should be strengthened. Why do we leave out the mid-term? Because you have both the short-term, mid-term, medium-term, and the long plan. Because I think they all, are necessary. Agreed? We include the medium term. Okay.
Well, nothing's going to happen over the next 9 months. We'll wait till after the election.
Okay. What can happen in the next 5 months is that when these departments, they become so focused on the low-hanging fruits. Yeah, so it can happen. That's your short term.
Yeah.
Then the medium term is next term.
Yes, and you know, Chairperson, last week we spoke about the decentralization of the budget. Now, you remember why the ANC wanted to decentralize the budget? Because they didn't decentralize budgets for 2016, and then they lost major municipalities and their control. Now they're decentralizing provincial budgets. So when they lose provinces, they'll still have control of the budget.
Let me tell you something.
And now, they can't even make a success of a military facility that's decentralized.
Are you against recentralization or not? Are you in support or...
I'm in support as long as the capacity is there. It doesn't matter where the capacity is. There's not another political party in the world that's got the level of capacity that the ANC has, but I just can't understand why you can't run even a military facility properly.
Okay, what's your proposal?
I'm saying that we should... I know the problem is that, you need proper capacity there. You need a deeper, the size of people, the whole process of appointment.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's based on capacity, you want to build a state with proper capacity.
Mm.
Right? So I don't even think that the problem is the process or anything. I think the problem is the capacity of the people that work there.
Okay.
If I'm going to now take my friend, my comrade's son, because he's a total business person, and put him in a place, he's not going to make a success of it. And I think we need to argue for the fact that we appoint people with capacity to run our state facilities, our public service.
Okay.
Then we will stop having all the little problems we have, because our real problem is capacity.
I like it the way you put it. What you have done now, you've actually identified the gap, and you have come up with a proposal on how we can plug into this gap. Recruiting people with a capacity so that we can make progress in these areas of want, of need, not want, need.
And also recruiting need. And also thank probably you. Retraining our
those that are in there, because you can't
there.
Just, it's recruitment of people with a capacity and retraining of people who do not have the capacity.
There's a fancy term that they got in the conference world. I'm trying to think what it is.
Okay, it will come. Shall we proceed? All right, so we move from 21 to 22 now. Honourable Member Martin.
Chair, page 22, 7.4.
Let's go to 7.4.
And then 7.4.1.
7.4.1.
In my view, it's very cumbersome to get to the meaning of it. It's a difficult read to understand and follow.
Yeah.
I would suggest that perhaps it reads as follows. 7.4 should stay as it is, but then 7.4.1 should perhaps read as follows. That the bucket eradication program be entrenched in the annual performance plans of all water and sanitation stakeholders.
Simple, short, and to the point. Do you agree with this proposal?
The suggestion is as follows for 7.4.1, that the bucket eradication program be entrenched in the annual performance plans of all water and sanitation stakeholders.
Great.
It's a directive.
No, and that's very good, but how do we monitor that it's actually going to be there? We're going to remember this amongst the many things that we want from them. Because this is one of the biggest failed departments of government, water and sanitation.
You know, I want us to further improve or to improve on this one by saying, you see these stakeholders, let's mention them. So that it's a directive to you, this department, this department, this department.
Yes.
So shall we list them?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
And that
because these people, you know what they do, they will read and see what they want to see. But if you talk to them specifically and say this and this and this, and then if we happen to call them in future, if we will be here and we call them in future, we will then say, where have you planned for this? Because there was a recommendation that you also do this. Does it make sense? Are you able, will you be able to do that now or later?
So you mean stakeholders, it's the department. It's the department, it's the municipalities. Is the water boards.
And then that talks to an integrated approach.
But
but then as the chairperson says, you have to mention the department for departments by name.
Yes, let's be specific, because as I put it to
which
you,
which department?
These people choose to just think it's only the Department of Water and Sanitation. And if there's another department that is involved there, that's not coming.
Human settlements.
Human settlements, yes. And which other department? Corp territory, yes? So they must play a monitoring and a coordinating role. Okay, all right. Thank you very much. I'm happy with that. On 22, are we done? Any other Mages Nukanyane?
No.
Okay. Okay, Honourable Member McLaughlin.
I just wanted to comment on the moral point. We do say at the end here that the responses to recommendations by the relevant executive authority must be sent to Parliament.
Which paragraph?
On top of page 23, ma'am.
Oh, on page 23.
The adoption of the support of the National Assembly. So we do have some kind of fallback. So we need to check that 60 days after this goes on the order paper and gets accepted by the National Assembly, the 2 months after that, the reports are there so that we can follow up on it. Because if it doesn't happen, then they're falling short. We're very disappointed. You know, that's Honourable Paulson says. If you don't go and monitor, you don't check things afterwards, then there's no point in doing it.
Yeah.
That's where we fall short, because we don't have consequence management.
Mm.
So if we're going to have consequence management, then we need to check. 60 days later, we must know. Has this been accepted? Where's the adoption? Where's the thing, the return from the executive authority on these three departments? And what's happening now? Have they achieved what they set out to, etc.?
I want us to formulate a recommendation based on what you're saying. The last one, last recommendation.
It's in here, ma'am. It says it here.
On the conclusion.
What I'm saying is that we need to get our own modus operandi in line. So we put it into our diaries that we know, right, once this thing has been accepted in the NA, it'll be on an order paper. We must mark. 8 days later, we must go and check as a committee.
Because we've done a lot of recommendations over the past while, and we're not sure whether those people are even acknowledging it or doing it in the past. And we need to monitor.
Okay, you're right. I think monitoring is key. Monitoring of the implementation is key. Let's keep it. I want us to use it later. Honourable Member Martin.
Chair, I agree with the colleagues who say that it's the responsibility of the Appropriations Standing Committee within its program to schedule follow-up of the various provinces, various programs that you have visited to see if there's change there. No one else can do that. It's the responsibility of the committee to do itself. So we are agreeing with what colleagues have proposed. I would like to also add 7.5. There's an appeal to the Auditor General's office to visit the Free State province to check on the eradication of the bucket system program. But the reality and the fact of the matter is that I don't remember the date offhand. Government specifically stated that within a period of a certain number of years, the bucket system would be eradicated throughout the country.
Yeah.
So it should not just be an emphasis on the Free State. It should be
the
whole country.
Yeah.
So we should be held to
what
government has said. We'll eradicate this within 10 years, or what the years were. It was a period almost like 10 years.
Yeah.
Where are we since that commitment has been made?
Okay, I will then request the researcher to just check on the actual years that government has put, you know, has set for complete eradication of the bucket system. So we refer to that one so that we are correct in terms of you know, our information here. You know, for all, you've heard. Not only Free State, the whole country.
We need to check down. the ANC supplies the bus to the city of Cape Town, the Rani Tatashi.
Maybe I should correct you. It's not the ANC. It is an ANC-led government. So now you've got it right. Next time?
No, the private company that supplies the city of Cape Town is owned by an ANC
trader. It's interesting to know your source of information. I don't have it, but you have it. Are you sure you're not a partner there?
No, I suspect why
you have your information here?
No, I do not engage in profit making schemes. I'm a Marxist.
Oh.
I don't touch, you know. You look up here, I'm the only one that's in the shack in the area where I
am. Okay. But it's out of choice, man. You know most, you're well paid here. It's not supposed to be staying in a shack. What do you do with your money then?
Okay.
What do you do with your money? What do you do with your, what do you get from Parliament? If you're still staying in a shack.
No, I get an envelope every month and I open it and it's empty.
Okay, that's fine. All right. There's that monitoring that I said we must go back to. I like this recommendation that you've made. And then the monitoring. Are we supposed to entertain it under recommendations or take it that it's all included in this last conclusive statement?
Yeah, I think that last statement, we've got a responsibility to follow up.
All right, I want to read it for the last time because I know I've got some understanding on how the processes should unfold after we've tabled in the House. The responses to the recommendations as set out in Section 6 above by the relevant executive authorities must be sent to Parliament, which is what we are going to do when we table our report, ne? Oh no, the responses, okay. No, they are supposed to send to the Speaker, as well as the committee, within 60 days of the adoption of this report by the National Assembly. Where do we get the 60 days from? Or is just what you are proposing? It's not like it's standard practice that within 60 days those responses should be back to Parliament. Where do we get the 60 days from? Because remember, we also use the committee to learn. Where does the 60 days, or it's just a proposal?
Excuse me,
where are you going?
I have
to go now. No, we have to adopt this report before we go. So after this, we have to adopt this report. Yeah, we adopt it. Yeah. Just give us just 5 minutes. Where is the 60 days coming from, madam?
No, Chair, I won't answer where the 60 days comes from, but it's very important that when you request information from people, you put a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that proposal is actually aimed at having some form of tracking mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we write these things and they don't submit and we don't even see unless we have some mechanism of actually.
It's called resolution tracking system. Now I'm sure the staff is getting that, ne? The secretariat.
Yeah.
We've got to find a way of tracking on our resolutions so that we can make timeous follow-ups with regard to implementation. So moving forward, even whether we're here or not here, if you can adopt that a resolution tracking system that will be used by the committee whenever maybe say a particular department is called, and then you look at that the recommendations that were made and progress. But you know the best way would be before they come, you say to them, can you submit your progress report with regard to these recommendations that were made in the previous meeting? So that report comes before, you know, and if they have not done that, it will also remind them to do something or put it in their plans or do something. They submit a report just before they come to appear before the committee. And then, it's a follow.
No, Chairperson, I wanted to say that it is the practice that when we send out invites to departments,
okay,
there's a standard bullet point responses to recommendations.
Oh,
so
okay.
So in the first quarter, if you see in the past that they will come and present on,
yeah,
then we'll track recommendations.
Okay, all right. No, then it's okay. I think we must just monitor.
Yeah.
Mm. Closely monitor or intensify our monitoring on these issues. Okay.
Yeah.
There was a hand.
Okay.
Who sent us on? Mr. Martins?
No.
Honorable
no,
Martins. Okay, you're covered. Okay.
Chair, added to that, when it comes to the minutes of the committee, we do follow up, but committee reports adopted by the House is a different story, because then the letter goes to the and we have no control over when they send the letter, but we do, when we do send the invitation, we do find that please send us the report, we haven't seen the report or something like that. So that way we do actually follow up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, the procedure is, after the tabling, the speaker will say this will be referred to the relevant committee, to the relevant department.
Yeah.
And then after, you know what it means? Then it means when they go back in their administration, they must then look at those and then look at the important recommendations and then send a communique to that department and say, can you respond to this by this time? Now, that's why I don't know whether it's happening or not. You know, it's something that we can follow up on. Let the researchers check on that one for us, ne? Because it's true. If when you say they must send that to Parliament, they don't send it directly to us. Send it to the speaker. But then the speaker must then send that to us. I know we haven't had a lot of that correspondence, but it's something that should be...
Chair, that's why we said as well as the committee, because usually the summit line would be sent to Parliament.
Okay.
So we've decided to add as well
as
the committee.
Yeah, that's
so
reason.
That the department knows that they must also send it directly to
us. Yeah, no, thanks, you're right. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, thanks. Yes, sir. Help us to close up so that we can release Honourable Member Paulson before he picks up other issues.
Just two final points. On the issue, Chair, I will say for me, to make this thing practical, maybe we can, the committee can have sessions, maybe two sessions in a year, where it sits down and reflects
on the work done.
The critical recommendations that it had made and that have not been responded to. At least twice per year, then that would make it practical. That would be my advice on that one. But then on the report, before we adopt the report, earlier Honourable McLaughlin had made a recommendation, proposed a recommendation about the devolvement of the buckets eradication to municipalities due to the failure of the national government. So we just insert that one somewhere in the report. Okay, thanks.
Okay, I think that's a very... It's a good one. The committee meeting has a certain time aside to check on their work, ne? Twice a year. But my concern, twice a year might be too late. I mean, it means 6 months. Ne? Maybe say quarterly, because then you will have enough work to work on. But if you say you're going to sit and consider the work of two quarters, it might be too much. Ne? It might be too much. So we must make our life easy as well. So let's say quarterly, meet once in a quarter to look at, to do resolution tracking and the progress made with regard to their implementation. Injan, right, sound right. Yeah, it sounds correct. Okay, thank you very much. I think that must come. Does it? Are we going to reflect it as a recommendation or what? Huh? What must we do with this?
Hours.
Or for the minutes. For the minutes, yeah, it's ours. Yeah, you're right.
I have my hand up.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. May we have your hand?
Actually, let me apologize because I want to take you to page 7 of the introduction. Something that I much better left out. I just wanted to get a bit of clarity on the second bullet from the bottom, which says they must join the main hospital with a corridor to the maternity section. Is this what we said or what we want to put? I think that's very technical. And the main issue there was that the corridor that they have is very narrow, and they are forced to go around to use another passage.
Go outside
and go through the hospital. But through the hospital, they are able to access having gone outside. So I just thought this joining having a corridor, it's like we're saying there must be some new corridor, instead of us saying they must correct those, because it's a whole lot of infrastructure challenges. Maybe we can say that they must attend to the narrow passage and repair it ahead.
Under what is that check again?
Page 7, second bullet from the bottom.
Check before we this is what the three military hospital gave to us as their own priorities. This is not our priority. We are not suggesting this. This is what they asked for. So yeah.
Okay. So we leave it as it is.
No, then. That's why I needed. Sorry. Yeah. But then I wanted to just mention things. You know, one thing that I may have missed, but I didn't see, the issue of, I can't remember the names of the places we went to for the sanitation thing, for the toilets, where we went to RDP houses where you had the toilets inside the house and another toilet outside built by government money, where they built another toilet outside. But I think that thing we should put up, because that was so much money spent on building 2-3 toilets for families. And then the other thing that I thought should come out clearly is that the military said they have so much capacity in terms of infrastructure, but they cannot utilize it because they're not allowed. They're told that public works are the ones who must do the work, and yet they don't do it. They could do it themselves if they were allowed and given a budget. Just so that those things really come out very strong, and maybe they can consider allowing the military then to do certain things for themselves, because they have got a lot of skilled people among themselves.
Okay. Now, I know you will look at where you can fit these, right? But also, are you responding?
Yeah. The defense one with the public works and the maintenance, the skills, etc. Remember we had a follow-up meeting, and it was decided that they must go and work on the possibility of transferring the maintenance and refurbishment task back to the defense. So that meeting is still coming, so we can't recommend here in the absence of
that meeting.
Yes, so that task team meeting. So we are working on that. That's why we, if you look at page 17, it is mentioned what transpired in that meeting is mentioned under that file.
Yeah, I saw that.
So we are still waiting for that meeting before we can recommend. But that recommendation can be done when we're dealing with MTBPS.
You remember, I think I saw somewhere where we said the Department of Defense, am I right?
Yeah.
And the Department of Public Works must meet. So I think it's going to be covered under that, so that then we deal with the outcome of that meeting, because we said they should sit down and come up with a plan, collaboration plan. Okay. All right. Now, you know, moving forward, I do want members, I understand, but I do want members to concentrate, because professionally it's not done. Just when I reach recommendations, then I must go to page 7. It happened with an honorable member yesterday as well. After we had adopted the report, he then requested us to go to another page. I hear. But I'm trying to say, you know what will assist us there? Because I promise it's not done. It's not done anyway. Some chairperson are very strict. Pass there. So I know, but I want us to correct, because moving forward, I also want to apply very strict rules when it comes to that. Once we pass, we pass. That's why I give you time, so that you loo and then you, but instead of us finishing. Okay, we've come to the end of this report. Honourable members, thank you so much for all your inputs, your contributions. They have added value to this report. And indeed, this report is the committee's report. So I would like, we all agree that it is a reflection of what, we saw.
Proposals.
And I would then like members to propose for Any proposal for adoption of the report? Honourable Member Martins, Honourable Member McLaughlin. Thank you very much. Are you coming back or going forever? Because there's another report.
Someday.
No, there's a case for insourcing. I have to
come
be on the side of the working class.
Which case is better? Okay, but thanks for coming. Member Imam?
So is that not about that money?
The VP order? Excuse me, my meeting is still on. All right. Okay. Thank you. Shall we then? Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. Shall we move on? Welcome, Honourable Member Imam.
Thank you, ma'am. Sorry, my apologies.
Okay. We received your apology. So, page 4, consideration of the 12th annual of the report on the 12th annual smart procurement. This report was circulated, and this report is shorter than the first report, so we'll be able to... It has no recommendation, this one. We just reflect on what we saw there, and then we table it as a way of accounting. All right, page one.
Chair, you can see right at the top of the first page, appropriations was focused on.
Appropriations. You know why? They knew you were coming and they got so scared and they... Okay, no, that's fine. Honourable Member Imam, we now have got a new member representing the DA, Mr. Shackleton. He's almost like you, as the eagle lands, you know, started shooting. Okay, no, that's fine. Thank you very much. So, page one, that's the only correction there. Page two. Any correction? Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Any proposal for adoption?
Sorry,
yes. Front page.
Before we go there, shouldn't there be some recommendation? Because we remember when we were there, while it was quite a successful event, particularly the small businesses have been complaining that they were not, it wasn't a fully inclusive where they were giving them while they were top, but in terms of actual small businesses were really being left out. Number two, the sessions, some of the sessions outside the main plenary were separate sessions and they were not part and parcel, they were just left hanging, there was nothing to be done. So whilst we were trying to emphasize on the need to be able to ensure that small business play a major role in supply chain and things, it never really happened. So they were very disgruntled. And my suggestion is that it needed to be a more inclusive, because a lot of the role players you saw were not there. Some of the main culprits were not there. So I don't know, I would want to suggest that maybe we should put a look in, I don't know if I'm out of order, to be honest with you, but maybe we need to recommend that they need to be more inclusive, particularly taking, you know, the small business, you know, to participate in the event of this nature.
There's a proposal that we come up with a recommendation.
So we can't recommend that. That's private sector. We can't recommend anything.
Right. Darren is advising that we cannot recommend to private sector, but we can recommend to departments with the intention of making them to act on something that we recommend upon. All right. The Honourable Member McLaughlin?
I was going to make the same comment.
Yeah.
We
okay.
can recommend all we like, but they don't have to take any notes
yeah.
because they're
yeah.
upside down.
Okay.
What
you
their time limits, so if they kept on the call right
and the quality speakers.
I thought it was an excellent conference. And just to say thanks to the committee for getting us onto it, because I think it was well worth it. It was a good day.
I remember Imam.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry to go on late on this issue. Yes, I do understand that it's a private entity to not have the license taken or whatever. And should it, can we not, as a committee, write to the organizers, because it's an annual thing, recommending that in future they try to accommodate these people, because that's our observation. Remember, we went there, we were invited for a particular reason, because of the role that we play, and this is our observation, and if they want to make a success of it, they must bring these people.
Okay, Honourable Member Martin.
Chair, I've been covered. What I wanted to say is that the members of the committee, having gone there, the committee is within its right to make an observation note. And your observation note would say that all the good things that we saw there were good, but an area that might need attention is the invite of small business and ensure their participation.
Okay, so how do we met these 2 points? Do we write to the organizers and express our observations and recommendations? We make recommendations to them. Or we come up with a... I think at least we must have a conclusion where we can then express our observation, this conclusion. It's a conclusion. Because we went there, so our conclusion is observations are that, as we conclude, observations are da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da for future, you know, future conferences. So do we agree on writing a letter to the organizers? Can you please send us your input on what are those things that you think we must emphasize in that letter? Send it through to the secretariat. And anyone who attended, Mr. McLaughlin, also, any input, areas of emphasis you think we should put in the letter, send them to the secretariat.
Okay.
And then that letter should go out. What is today? Today is Wednesday. By Friday, that letter should go out. I'm allowing 1 day for people to make inputs. But then if you don't get your inputs, then the letter will go through on Friday. And then the conclusion part, I do want us to include this in the conclusion. Because here, this report must, at least it must have a conclusion. I don't see a conclusion here. So let's... Conclusion here is where you will then talk about our observation. We are concluding to our observations are this. And if these people were invited there, you know, they were going to benefit more and improve on their, by the way, what is this thing? Procurement processes. Just a conclusion. Yeah, okay. All right, thank you so much again for your inputs on this one. I would like to get a proposal for... Did you get a proposal? Have we adopted? Not yet. Any proposal for adoption? Honourable Member, it must be... those who propose must be those who were there. Yeah, procedurally. Yeah. Honourable Member, any seconder? Mr. McLaughlin, Mr. Honourable Member, Chinukwanyan. Thank you very much. We've also made good progress here. We have 2 sets of minutes, and they're very short. Shall we look at the minutes, and then minutes of the 9th and minutes of the 10th? Thank you very much for your quick responses with regard to these minutes. All right. Now, the minutes were circulated to the honorable members for them to peruse through and prepare for this meeting. We are now on page 1 of the minutes of the 9th of October. Are there any corrections? Page 2. Any corrections on the minutes? Page 3. Page 4. Any proposal for adoption of the minutes? Honourable Members, Lukwanyane, any seconder? Honourable Martin.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you're there? Yeah, Honourable Member McLaughlin. Okay, thank you very much. All right, we now are considering the minutes of the 10th of October. The minutes were circulated, and the assumption is that members have read the minutes. But also, I must encourage members to read the minutes before coming to the meeting. So we will now go straight on to the corrections. Are there any corrections on page 1? Any corrections on page 2? Any corrections on page 3? And corrections on page 4. Silence means content. You see, I always make this, you know, it's for the second time. Consent. Sorry. It's for the second time. No man. I must. Zandi must remind me before. Silence means consent, but thank you very much. Shall we then have a proposal for adoption of these minutes? Want to remember, Martin?
Sorry, Chair, before we go there, sorry to do this, but there were two very important issues here, Chair.
Yeah.
One was that the AG's office is not able to still implement because of the delay in having this thing signed by the President. So I don't know if we want to somewhere call for the, you know, the urgency in dealing with the signing of this. That's the first thing. And the second thing, if I understood correctly, Chair, we asked for more than just the departments and entities, particularly in terms of repeat offenders. We said we need to break it down to the people that are responsible year in and year out and give us that information too, so that we could deal with it and put pressure. Thank you.
I guess you're asked to pull the bull by his horns. On the, you know, fast tracking of the signing of the amendment is the Auditor General's amendment bill. What's the take of the meeting?
Can I just also say that the Committee on the Auditor General is meeting twice next week to deal with the rules. Because in terms of the amended acts, there's got to be new rules. So they are going ahead with all the practical issues that follow on. So, you know, the signing off by the President is a formality. It's obviously got to happen before you can implement the list, but they are proceeding with the work involved. So it's not like they're all standing still waiting for the President to sign. It is continuing.
So we're now benefiting from a member who's participating in the Auditor General's committee. So which means the processes have unfolded. They are at a stage where once the rules are adopted, he can sign. Because you can't do the last thing, you must do the first thing first and then sign. Yes?
Sorry, Chair. That's not my understanding, whilst I appreciate what my colleague is saying here. It's not the understanding of what came from the team, the Auditor General and their team. It's not business as usual. They are not close, they are not going ahead and doing what they have to do in the meantime because they have to wait for the amendments. So that is why maybe my colleague here, they should work a little harder and we'll finish the thing urgently.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I think that was on a lighter note because they are already working hard on the rules. And he has already correctly said that next week there's a date for a sitting that will be adopting. Am I right? You see, so they are already working hard on that. Yeah. But then also, Mr. Imam, we should remind each other. You see, in life you don't skip a stage. If you skip it, you can rest assured, somewhere down the line you have to go back and pay for it. You know? Yeah, so I think we are correct. We're still following, yeah, that's correct. Now, will you assist us in terms of, no, we can't even formulate a recommendation because there's a process that has unfolded until that process is completed. so we can't. But what we can say is to monitor the fast tracking, you know. But also we can't monitor the work of the other committee. Eh? It will be like we're interfering, man. Yeah, with other committees' work. Yeah, but this committee also does not need to be monitored. It's working. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, but we can recommend that the entire process be expedited. You know, I don't see anything wrong with that. Whether it's whether it's the AG's committee that is sitting, whether it's the president himself.
Okay. Help us then with the formulation of that recommendation.
You know, the you know, we need the process of the amendment to the bill to be
fast tracked.
To be fast tracked. Expedited so that, you know, the Auditor General can be empowered to continue to do what he needs to do as soon as possible, you know, without any further delay.
Okay. Agreed? Agreed. Okay. Shall we include that recommendation then? Eh?
Was it the recommendation that was made in the meeting?
Hmm?
That's the question. These are the minutes of what transpired in that meeting, not what is being said here. That's the question, sir.
Okay, from our observation, because that came in the meeting to say he's not yet at the implementation stage. When I kept on saying, you now have the teeth, you remember, to act. Then I was corrected when the Auditor General responded by saying that until such time that thing is, you know, signed or the act is assented to. So let's put this recommendation to say we recommend fast tracking of the finalization of please help me.
President supposed to assent to
fast tracking with the president assenting. Promulgation, would it be the right word?
After the process.
The promulgation.
Yeah.
To say, we recommend the fast tracking of the process and promulgation of this act so that it can be implemented.
The issue that the President needs to assent to the act. The National Assembly has adopted the act, so it would be that the assent to the act.
That's why we say. Fast, now the word now is fast tracking.
Okay, not expedite.
Or expedite. No, expedite. The expedite is the same. Yeah, the same, but that one sounds even smarter, you know?
It's a
strong one.
The result is the same, but the nuance is soft.
The what?
Expedite.
Yeah.
Instead of fast track.
Yeah.
And the offense that you are dealing with.
Fast tracking also means jumping
the As you deal with these stages, move fast.
Expedite.
Yeah.
Okay, expedite. Okay. All right. I take
and I've moved for the adoption of the amendments I was present.
Any proposal? Any amendments?
Second.
Okay. Not amendments. Proposal and then seconded. The minutes are okay. Fine. In terms of are there any announcements?
No.
I thought just to add as a parting comment more than enough, it doesn't really specifically relate to the work of the committee, but just adding on to when the Honourable Paulson spoke about in Spain and they had converted sludge into biofuel, I've been WhatsApping the MMC for utility services in the city of Chuanen, because they're going to roll that out in the city of Chuanen shortly. So he'll be sending me his feasibility study for the city, which I thought I could send on to yourself as well too.
Mm. No, that's fine. Any information will be of use at whatever stage. Ne? For instance, if I bump on the minister, I can say, can you look at this? That's another way of, you know, to say, hey, there are other innovations somewhere. Can you look at this? You know, so it will be up to him to take a decision on whether he wants to use it or not, but at least there will be information in front of the minister. Yes.
Sorry, Chair, there's something else that's bugging me for quite a while. And I think we've discussed this issue before.
Okay, just to help me, where are we?
Oh, no, I thought you
dealt
with that.
In terms of the agenda.
Any other announcements or anything
like that? Oh, okay, then it's under announcements.
Yeah,
okay.
Chair, I'm getting the impression that Parliament is now doing fiscal dumping. Parliament itself. I cannot seem to understand the logic of wanting to send people all over the world at this time of the term, when it's coming to an end, and you don't even know how many of the members are going to return to Parliament next year or not. But it seems suddenly there's an acceleration of trips all over the world. And for me, I'm getting the impression that it might be fiscal dumping. They are trying to spend the money, and I don't know whether we need to look into it and whether we need to call them and for them to explain. That's the first thing here. We've also repeatedly spoken about wasteful expenditure, putting in measures to cut down on costs, to ensure things like catering costs, travel agencies and everything. Nothing is being done, and I think at some stage we need to get Parliament to come and account to the committee.
Honourable members, there's a proposal on the table. I'm going to be guided by the honourable members.
I support the proposal.
What exactly are you supporting? Is it the office or the joint committee? Because they have a joint committee.
Whoever does the actual spend, I'm not sure where that function actually sits, but whoever it is, they should come in the report to us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Did you hear? I know you had another small meeting there. Did you hear?
I heard we're mentioning something in regard to treasury that's also the same.
Yes.
But, Chair, my view would be that the information that members have should be sent to you in regard to what's happening in various departments. If there is or if there is not fiscal dumping, we can't come to a conclusion on the basis of the information that we have right now.
Mm. It makes sense.
So what I'm saying is that let's collate the information and then on the basis of interrogating, looking at that information, then we can take it forward. What's happening in various departments, what's happening in Parliament itself.
Okay. So it's a question of, it's almost like saying let's do research on the expenditure on overseas trips of all the departments, né? Including Parliament. And then we then can then call them to account and make recommendations on a moratorium on overseas trips. But it's on, to be honest, we are on our exit point.
Yes.
And I don't know whether those people who undertake these overseas trips do write reports and submit them. I'm sure they do. Yeah, they're supposed to. Okay. But the issue is, let's look at who is still traveling now when we need money for other things now, you know, as we are holding the term. And then we can decide on an intervention strategy when we find that report. Because you don't want to think, for instance, you've created an impression that people are all over. Actually, when you spoke, my eyes opened and I was imagining way all over. But if we have facts, né? So we can then, address those facts. Can you assist us with that information?
Yes.
But the researchers must also look.
When I said they are all over, they are all over. Now, maybe this committee is not all over, but many of the committees are all over, and I cannot understand. We've got another 2 or 3 weeks left here when this term is over. We've already heard there's going to be hardly anything happening in January and February. We're coming back for a month, and we are finished. You don't even know who's coming back. But I can tell you the number of trips that have taken place in the last couple of weeks is shocking. But more importantly, Jim, it's the department, the parliament, that handles all those things. It's not the joint standing committee that we are calling. We are calling the department to be able to come and explain. So it's not only about the travel. There are many things we spoke about, even the travel agents that we are using, the outsourcing that they are continuously being able to do. All these are the things. So maybe we need to write to the department, or maybe we need to engage on this matter first, and then write to the department and tell them these are the things that we are addressing, to come and do a presentation to us, and then we need to interrogate.
Which department is that one? International?
No.
Or you mean Parliament?
It's Parliament themselves, because remember that any department that is even going It's Parliament that appropriates the money for individuals. It's Parliament that releases. And I can tell you there's been complaints. I'm not going to divulge any more information. And then apparently when you don't want to send these people, people are getting upset here and there and everywhere. But the question that arises, and remember, Chair, at one stage we said there must be a moratorium on all these overseas travel based on the circumstances of the country's economy and development. It's not happening. I can understand, Chair, if it's going to be, but let me give you a good example, Chair. If you're going to send somebody now on the health committee and you finish for the year, what is it going to benefit you? For you have 4 years and 4.5 years to do that, you're doing it in the last minute. And if you'll notice, in the last month or two, there's an acceleration of travel. That's shocking.
Okay. All right. I was not aware, but it's fine. This is information. Let's research and validate this information. And then we can then decide as a committee on how do we want to use the information. Agreed? Honourable Member Martins?
Chair, my last thing would be that fiscal dumping by departments is not only in the domain of travel. So we have to be careful as this portfolio committee in particular. It's a broad head. Whilst we can look at the aspect of travel, but I wouldn't just focus on travel. Fiscal dumping can take place in many forms. So the remit of this committee would have to look at fiscal dumping as a heading and the various forms that it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the issue raised by my colleague would be to engage the powers that be in Parliament. It seems that there's inordinate travel at present. What informs this?
But you know that we're now busy with the MTPPS, which is the adjustment of the budget. Ne? Maybe at the end there we can also make this recommendation. Ne? At the end of the appropriation bill. This information, I'm sure we can use it because we make recommendations. And I know I attended, it's one other item that we must be vigilant of is this one, the fiscal dumping, wasteful expenditure, also by National Treasury. What a shock. Those are supposed to lead by example. Okay, but are you noting that? Eh? Please note these issues, eh? Because we'll use them when we interrogate the appropriations bill. And then the other issue, eh? When I was in the Budget Council, I want you to assist me with that one. You must think and think straight. There was an allocation for, what is it called, for the pads to the Women's Ministry.
Sanitary
towels, yes. Sorry. Hey, my English today. No, days are not the same. Are you away, Mr. Martin? Days are not the same. Okay. All right. Now, I was saying, now, there was a debate on the allocation of that budget to the Women Ministry. And then, most of us there said, no, that budget must be redirected to basic education and training so that it's allocated to schools. Does it make sense? Because how this issue came up was the impact, the negative impact it has had on school dropout of girls. So that's how it came up. So, but there was then this debate that says, no, this Women's Ministry or to Department of Basic Education and Training. But the strong view of almost everyone who attended there was, no, let it be redirected to the Department of Basic Education and Training. So I want us to be vigilant on that allocation as well. Yeah? So that I think it's going to be best used there. Women's Ministry, where do we start to collect these women? At least the kids are there already. Then you distribute, like we're distributing condoms in the toilet. So you distribute for the girls. Yeah. I think it makes sense, no?
Yes.
Mm. And then, yeah, I think let's do the research, and then this information we'll best use when we consider the appropriation. No, it will be the this one of the sanitary towers, it will be your Division of Revenue bill. Where must it go? National or to, you see, provincial? Come again.
Senator Powell's chair. It's probably going to be part of the adjustments appropriation.
Adjustments appropriation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in terms of allocation, will it be under Division of Revenue Bill or under your appropriation bill?
Division.
Oh. Yes, ma'am? Okay,
if it falls under the Department of Education budget, then it could be an appropriation bill, but if they decide to make it a grant, conditional grant, then it will reflect under the Division of Revenue.
Okay, all right. Now let's wait and see where they are allocating it, and I'll also refer to my name. Okay, thank you very much. I think we've come to the end of the meeting.
Thank you, Chair.
And thank you very much. We'll see you when? Tomorrow?
Next week.
Yeah. I think let's make it a habit of this meeting to announce the next meeting date, so that we are all alert as early as this. When is the next meeting? Can you check?
Next Tuesday.
Tuesday. What are we doing on Tuesday?
3 MTBPS briefing by PBO.
Okay, PBO briefing us on the MTBPS. So it's Tuesday, 10 o'clock. The venue? Do we know the venue?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Not yet.
I think it's E249. We'll get the notice check.
All the assembly. Okay. PBO addressing us on the MTPPS in the old assembly. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.
Long live the chairman, the
picture, all the and long live the honorable members.
All the others.
All the others. All of us. All of the others.
Chair. Excuse me, Chair.
You know,
we don't think this is, we don't. Mr. Sushimam knows this. He knows it. He's also in the committee. We cannot call parliament. They will never come. We cannot call them.
Instead of them coming, you'll just see a frowning face. I want the corridor.
Yeah, because now they have facts.
There's a structure where they must go in the report. What we can do is
we have a problem.
We can write to that structure and say, look here, we pick that up and that up. Please check with Parliament what's going on. He's in that structure. He knows it.
Honorable Imam, do we have a roll over Parliament?
Parliament have always been complaining that the money that they got is not enough. Am I right, Aaron?
Yeah.
They've complained that they receive what the allocation they get is not. They are under budgeting by I don't know how many hundred million or what it is. But look at how they're spending their money right now.
Where is that meeting? Because apparently we are not.